Unit 3. Lead a Double Life. Pages 66 to 67.
A Famous Spy. Nancy Wake was one of the bravest women in World War II. She helped hundreds of people escape from the Nazis. 1912 to 1933. Anti-Semitism spread through Europe. Nancy Wake was born on August the 30th, 1912, in New Zealand. In 1928, Wake left home and began to work as a nurse. In 1932, she went to London and then to Paris. She worked as a newspaper reporter and travelled all over Europe. One of her assignments was to interview Hitler. 1933 to 1939. Hitler became the leader of Germany and made the German army stronger. In 1939, Germany attacked Poland. Britain and France went to war against Germany. This was the beginning of World War II. While Wake was living in Vienna, Austria, she saw the terrible things the Nazis were doing to Jews and other people. Wake promised herself, "I don't know what I'll do about it, but if I can do anything one day, I'll do it." When World War II started, Wake was working in Britain. She returned to France, where she married a rich Frenchman, Henri Fioca. For Wake, it wasn't enough to write about the war. She decided to do something to help. She bought and drove a van, which she used as an ambulance and to bring supplies to refugee camps. 1940 to 1943. By the middle of June 1940, all of Western Europe except Britain was under the control of the Nazis. Germany then attacked the Soviet Union. The United States entered the war after the Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor. During this time, Wake became more active in the French resistance. She helped hundreds of people survive during the war. Wake's work in the resistance meant her life was often in danger. The Gestapo suspected her and watched her carefully. They listened to her phone calls and opened her mail, but they couldn't prove anything. She used many identities, and it was very hard to find her. The Germans called her the White Mouse. With time, she was causing the Germans so many problems that the Gestapo put the White Mouse at the top of their list of most wanted spies. It was getting too dangerous for Wake to stay in France, so she escaped to Britain. There she learned how to parachute and received training in weapons, codes, and radios. 1944, the Allies, with the help of the French resistance, succeeded in pushing the Germans out of France. Wake parachuted back into France to help the resistance fighters. One time, during a German attack, Wake rode a bike almost non-stop for 500 kilometers in 72 hours. She had to find someone with a radio to contact Britain. At the end of her journey, she cried in pain and relief. Describing it later, she said, "I got back." And they said, "How are you?" "I cried. I couldn't stand up. I couldn't sit down. I couldn't do anything. I just cried." Wake also participated in the fighting. One of her friends described Wake as the most feminine woman I know until the fighting starts. Then she is like five men. The Allies succeeded in pushing the German army out of France. But Nancy suffered a personal tragedy. She learned that the Germans had arrested and tortured her husband to death because he would not tell them where she was. 1945. World War II ended on September the 2nd, 1945. Nancy Wake received medals from different countries for her activities during the war. This brave woman will always be remembered.